welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sana indicated she had company and she wasn't sure when she would arrive. So,
okay.
You know, we'll wait another 5 minutes or so, maybe 10.
Sure.
Okay.
I did receive the donation. I appreciate that.
Oh, great. Good. Sometimes it gets a little close to the deadline, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot to do that.
It's very much appreciated.
How you doing? How you feeling?
Feel good.
Right.
Yeah, looking forward to the new month. I'm enjoying. Mm-hmm. I always enjoy counting of the Omer.
Yeah.
That's me.
Right. Let's see. Where are we today?
I think we're on class number 28.
Okay.
And it's chapter 24, section 2. But that's a guess. I'm never really sure.
Okay.
Let me see if I can. Check that. Thank you.
Hana.
Welcome.
Yeah, my company just left. I'm sorry.
Not a problem. I had told Balco that we would wait a little bit longer today. Thank you for the update.
Well, you're welcome. This neighbor doesn't come real often, and she's from Germany, and I know she tells me she has Jewish ancestry, but she's Catholic, so you know, I like to be extra nice when she's around. And I usually say, I'm sorry I have a class, but I really hated to say that to her, so.
I can understand it.
And she's a widow besides that, so.
I'm looking for a okay. We're on section 24-2, I believe.
I have 27. Section
yeah,
two.
Chapter 27, section 2.
Yeah.
And
I think our last class was
the process of departure.
Okay.
And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud.
Okay.
L'shem Yehud Shab Yehud Ishkit David Hilur Himu Hilu Hilur Hilur Vayakta L'shem Yudhei Bovavhe V'yichudah Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yihino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Koranei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Koraneihu. The process of departure. As previously mentioned, as a result of the sin of Adam and all of the souls became mixed, good and evil, having fallen into the depths of the Klipot, into Adam Bli Ya'al, where they became hidden. Now when it comes time for a soul to come into this world, it cannot immediately leave the depths of the Klipot through some merit of a person in this world. After that, it will reincarnate as many times as it needs to. Instead, it must first be included in the level of Tselem and or Makif three times on the heads of three different people from the same root, one after the other, having the computer difficulty. Let's, I have to restart my computer. So
okay.
let's take about 10 minutes and I will come back on. I don't know if you want to stay on or if you want to call back in 10 minutes. Either way will work.
Malcolm, you want us to just call back in 10 minutes?
Yes, ma'am. I'll call
okay.
back.
Okay, we'll hang up and call back in 10 minutes.
Okay, I believe somebody else just came on, so.
Okay.
We're going to start in. Brandy, we're going to start in 10 minutes. I'm having computer trouble. I have to restart it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hello.
We'll wait for the others to come back on.
Anna, I'm back.
Welcome back. We can begin.
Thank you. Okay.
Let's give Brandy another minute to come, and then we'll start.
Okay.
But as we said, we're starting at Chapter 27, Section 2. The title is The Process of Departure. Okay. The Senyasu to Chabarisa Rishkinte, Bitsilu, Ursimu, Silu, Silu, Ursimu, the Akta, the Shame, Yuhe, Bavate, the Yehuda, Shuli, the Shame, Paul Yisrael, Limut Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vaihino, Amadunai, Lohino, Elena Maseya, Dino Penene, Elena Maseya, Dino Penenehu. As previously mentioned, as a result of the sin of Adam, all of the souls became mixed, good with evil. Having fallen into the depths of the Klipot, into Adam Bli'al, which is the negative system, the negative man. It's a metaphor. Where they became hidden within the Klipot, concealed by the Klipot. Now, when it comes time for a soul to come into this world, it cannot immediately leave the depths of the Klipot. Even with the merit of another person. After that, it will reincarnate as many times as it needs to. Instead, it must first be included in the level of the Tzelem. And or Makiv three times on the heads of three different people from the same root, one after the other. I'm getting background noise. I don't know if it's being created by my voice or if it's something else. So just be aware of it. It must first be included in the level of the Tzelem and or Makif, the surrounding light, three times on the heads of three different people from the same root, one after the other. After that, it can enter a body that is born and becomes a soul on the level of or Panimi, inner light, which is considered to be the first actual incarnation. After that, it will reincarnate as many times as it needs to. It can occur that the three previous people for whom he acted as the Or Makiv did not completely rectify themselves. If so, when he finally reincarnates for the first time, they can come with him to finish their own tikkun. However, the name of the body will be his, The other three souls being only like guests, even though they remain there until death. My commentary. Remember, all four of these souls are from the same soul root, or it could not happen that they have any affinity. A person who has come into the world for the first time will have a difficult time subjugating his Yetzer Hara, even if his soul is very high, since it is the beginning of his purification from the Klipot. Even while he was on the level of Tselem, the shadow, he will be contained, he still contained Klipot. As a result, this person will be quite sad all of his days and find himself worrying for no reason. In actuality, it is the Klipot that causes it. This is the secret of what happened to King David, who was close to Hashem. Amazingly, his Yetzer Hara seemed to somewhat overcome him in the incidents involving Bathsheba and Abigail. However, as said, it occurred because it was the beginning of his departure from the Klipot, as David wrote, I am sunk in the mire of the shadowy depths. There are other verses to this effect as well. Thus, the sins of someone who has come into the world for the first time do not count before Hashem as they do for others, since he is still affected by the Klipot, and it takes great effort to leave them. This is a secret of what the sages say. Had you not been David, and he Saul, I would have destroyed many Davids before Saul. Understand this well. My commentary. We are being taught about relativity here. A soul who does a negative action can receive one effect or another, based on the influence of the Klipot upon his soul. This is very significant. Without this understanding, we will impact our own judgment days significantly. This is because our consciousness impacts our judgment day. And Rabbi Auerbach adds, David really did resist and subjugate his inclination. However, his coming out of the hold of the Klipot caused it not to look so, not to look like he was resisting and subjugating. Each person comes from a different place and is so judged. How each person comes from a different place and is so judged. Therefore, only the one who is the place of the world, and the world is not his place, can judge. For all of the places are by him, and he alone truly understands them, unless someone who is so nullified to Hashem as to be included within him. Sometimes the soul of a new person is very lofty, but he still cannot overcome his Yetzer Hara. If he could, he could easily be very pious. This is a powerful lesson, for it explains why sometimes a person may only transgress slightly, but receive a serious punishment, while someone else may perform a terrible sin, and yet not get punished for it. This is a secret of the deeds of the rock are perfect, and all his ways are judgment. This is enough for those who comprehend, and therefore you cannot question the ways of Hashem, or even of the righteous when they sin. A rock is an example in the physical world of solid, unchanging stability. A rock is an example in the physical world of solid, unchanging stability. The verse comes to teach that even though providence may seem to be the naked eye as acting partially, in truth it is totally impartial and always just. Just as we do not have the whole picture. Furthermore, for someone who is from the level of Cain, who is a combined good and evil, the good is quite great. However, it is that the evil and the zuhama, the filth, are also very great and overpowering. This is because the entire root of Cain is from Givurah, to which the klipot and the chitzonim, the outside forces, adhere strongly. The left side of the Givurah works in a motion of constriction and concealment. In the root above, in holiness, it is making holy boundaries that create vessels for the light to dwell in and express out of. As this motion descends from the world to world in the Seder Ha-Hishtachlut, Ha-Hishtalshilut, the chained order of cascading descending realms, it eventually hides divinity to the point of allowing place for the seemingly opposite to express. And so the side of Givurah is the source of the Sitra Achra. One who comes from this place in holiness might be plagued by unusual tests. Ultimately, this is only to propel him to unusual heights. This is part of what the Arizal mentioned to understand well about David. Those like him who find themselves facing extra tests should be fortified by knowing that they have tremendous potential. That is the end of section 2. Are there any questions? Chapter 28, section 1. The effect of sin on the dot of Zeranpin. Zeranpin has three mochin, chachma, bina, and between them dots, which contains chasadim and givurot, two crowns. Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge are the three major faculties of the human mind. They are modeled after and come from the corresponding faculties of the supernal mind of Zeranpin. Chachma occupies the right side of the mind, Bina the left, and Dat is the balancing energy that lies between them. From it comes decisions between the different sides of an issue. In order to be able to do this, it must be composed in and of itself of both right and left dynamics. The chesed, the right, and the givurah, the left, aspects are called crowns. They jump down a step from the shoulders of Abba and Ima, surrounding and crowning dots. When Adam sinned, the cause of the moach of dot, the brains of dot, to descend between the two shoulders of Zeranpin into the upper third of Tiferet until the chest. There the chasadim separated and went into the right shoulder, and the givurot went into the left shoulder. Dot left its proper place in the mind and became part of the body. This caused it to diminish in quality. a simple way of understanding this is to say that the mind, which was meant to soar above and probe celestial vistas, sold out and became used for mundane pursuits. The test was the tree of Dat, the tree of knowledge, as mentioned, because Dat decides. Resisting eating from the energy of mixed knowledge would have immediately perfected their mind and given them a ticket to eternal utopia. Partaking of the tree caused the Dat to become defective and brought it down to places it was never meant to operate in. Learning and living the Torah fixes and elevates the Dat. The general idea behind how it does this is that it properly balances and puts in sync the right and left sides of the mind. This results in the person enjoying a perspective of reality according to what it truly is. In such a headset, one can see how important each idea and thing is relative to itself and to everything else. From this mentality, one can understand how to harmonize his life and the world around him. Since Cain and Abel were born after Adam sinned, Cain was from the Gibborot in the left shoulder after they arrived there and became unable to give off light as they did when part of the Moach itself above. Another negative result was that while the Dat was in the head above where it belongs, the Chitzoniyut, the externalities of the Nefesh, came from the bone and flesh of the head itself. For as is known, every soul has a Pnimiyut, an inner aspect, and a Chitzoniyut, an external aspect, its clothing. Thus it was that the Pnimiyut was from the Gibborot of the Moach of Dat and was related to its Chitzoniyut, which was from the bone and flesh of the left side of the head. However, once the Moach Dat descended, the Pnimiyut of the soul of the root of Cain remained in the Moach of Gibborot, in the Dat. But the Chitzoniyut was now from the left shoulder limb, and they were no longer related to each other. It also causes one to be two-faced, besides dividing between family and friends. This is the cause of an alignment that plagues many of the Cain root: self-separation, fragmentation, and even sometimes schizophrenia. It also causes one to be two-faced, besides dividing among themselves. Besides dividing between family and friends. This is the cause of an ailment that plagues many of the Cain root: self-separation, fragmentation, and even sometimes schizophrenia. It also causes one to be two-faced, besides dividing between family and friends. The ultimate source of this itself is the root of Cain in the world of Tohu, in chaos. There the lights are separate from the vessels. The tikkun process involves lessening the light in order that it should fit in the vessels. This is done primarily through nullifying the ego. This involves signing one's actions to his mind. This involves aligning one's actions to his mind, his understanding of how he should act. Practice what you preach. Furthermore, the Pnimiyut, the inner light, no longer gives off light as it once did before while in the head. The second lacking on the level of external is that they are now from the bottom, that is, the shoulder, and not from their rightful place, the Galiut. The second lacking on the level of the external is that they are now from the bottom, that is, the shoulder, and not from their rightful place. Golgotha, the skull. Even though a person in this world does not have the ability to correct these defects, even through the mitzvahs, the good deeds, still performing mitzvahs is to his merit. And even though the good things we do cannot change and correct everything that needs fixing, it is good to do them, for they aid the process of all corrections, eventually coming to full fruition. For in the time of Mashiach, these defects will be rectified, and the dot will return to its proper place in the head. The internal, the pnimiyut of the soul, will give off light as it did previously, and the chitzoniyut, the external, will come from their proper location, Golgotha. I don't know if my teacher told me whether the chitzoniyut from the left shoulder will also remain there in the time of Mashiach, with the pnimiyut of the soul, since they were joined together in this world, or just the opposite. Furthermore, just as the dot descended between the soul shoulders as a result of Adam's sin, so too did the Partsuf of Leah descend from the backside of the dot of Zeran Pin, which is her proper place. After the sin of Adam, she also descended to the backside of the shoulders, since Leah is from the Malchut of Ima, which is the dot of Zeran Pin, enclosed within Yesod of Ima. That is the end of the section 3, chapter 28, section 1. And I'm running out of time for being able to count the Omer here with this community here. So does anybody have any questions before we go? Well, we're calling the class for today, and I apologize for the late start.
Well, I was partly due for that too, so I apologize as well.
Well, we're all in unity, so that's really the issue.
I know. At least we had a class, so thank you.
Yes. And it was there's some interesting thoughts in here as well, so we will study some more.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandy.
Shalom.
Shalom. And remember, Rosh Chodesh event is tonight at the 7 o'clock West Coast time class. So I guess it's 9 o'clock free time.
Yes.
So we'll see you then.
Thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.